This is RSVNV Update, episode 300, recorded Friday, March 18th, 2011. We make the best bits boring. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of RSVNV Update. As you probably heard, it is number 300.
Whoa!
300 episodes, and you know that little high-pitched noise in there was Chief Snake
getting really excited,
who I'm sure you all remember.
Oh yeah.
So we're
Shane and I are just having our little party over here by ourselves.
Yeah, 300. But the real thing to celebrate is the birthday each year of the show in June. So there's really not much festivity going on for this.
Here I was thinking, the real thing to celebrate is the birthday of our favorite co-host, Chief Snake.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was last week.
Yeah. Never mind. I had fun without you.
Well. This week, the RuneScape updates were somewhat, I don't know, mixed in what they brought to us. Not necessarily good, not necessarily bad. This week was kind of just a grab bag of tweaks and fixes for the month, specifically referring to the Ring of Wealth, Shanty's Trolls, and Dungeoneering. So
I see.
So pick just one of those. Pick one, and we'll start there.
Okay. Well, just a small disclaimer. I have not actually even, remotely looked at RuneScape in the past 4 weeks, apart from logging in once to check if it worked on my shiny new MacBook, but that's a story for later in the show. God damn, I brought that up way too early. But I don't know what's happened recently.
Well, let's just say that the high point of the month has already passed, and we're probably just heading down from here. Actually, down from last week, I think.
All right, so Ring of Wealth, Shanty's Trolls, and Dungeoneering. Let's pick start one. With Trolls.
Okay, Trolls. That's a simple one, actually. Oh, it's just a little graphical update to our troll friends by Trollheim. And also their surrounding habitat. For anybody who has not seen this, I did post a picture on RuneWire of this. You can pretty much see what the new habitat looks like and what the trolls look like. I know you were saying something about the trolls looked Harry Potter-esque. Do you want to explain that?
Well, yeah, because you know Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, or Sorcerer's Stone, whatever you want to call it.
It's Philosopher's.
Good man, English. but yeah, you know, the first movie, the troll in the dungeon. You know?
No, I don't remember that.
The troll has escaped the dungeon. Or something, I don't know. You know, I just think that the trolls look exactly like that one. And it's weird because, I don't know, it just reminds me of Harry Potter now every time I see it. And it's just awkward.
Well, how are like you supposed RuneScape, to...
It's not supposed to...
There's only so many ways you can do a troll, I'd imagine, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
It's not actually that bad, and they are more detailed than they were before. The only main problem I have with this, based on the screenshots that you sent me, is I think it looks a lot like the ogre place. The Harry Potter thing is not really that much of a big deal, but I think the trolls look too much like ogres, and there are no real distinguishing features anymore. You used to be able to tell easily what they were, because they were just like blobs.
Yeah.
More or less.
You know, the only way you can tell ogres is because they got that big bulge around the stomach. And they're lighter colored.
I guess so.
So.
But they sort of have the same decorative effect-y things now. Based on, the couple of ogres I actually saw in the screenshots you sent me.
You know, the problem why this looks like this is because when you go into RuneScape and you load this game that's based in Java, and you take note of how quickly everything loads, you gotta wonder how is everything being put together and everything. like in terms of compression and the models and the textures and everything. So those textures are going to have lots of reuse throughout the game.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So that's kind
of...
that
makes sense.
It is annoying that like that, you know? Like the textures you see on the ground and everything, those aren't real textures. Those are done using algorithms, hence why they can be done in software mode. Mm. So
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I forget what the technique is called to do that, but I know I read about it or something. But I forget what the technique is, but it's all based around the algorithm of it. And that's why we have the software mode. But anyways, another thing with this area rework is it's been said that the cliffs and everything look just like the Daemonheim cliffs, except with a different color scheme applied to them.
The Daemonheim cliffs.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I hadn't thought about that. I think they look less distinctive, that's for sure. I mean, you know, it just reminded me of the Ogre Place, but it's just because of the color, and I think the color was the main thing. You could always tell where you were.
Yeah.
It was very much...
It feels like this is too bright, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Yeah, so... Anyways, that's part of that. Best way to do that is to go do a farming run up to the Trollheim patch, and you can see pretty much everything through there.
Yeah. Yeah, and my arm looks weird, and so does... when I say my arm, you know, and my arm's patch also. Not that I have a patch on that.
Yeah, really that was... I think that's just some clipping effects. They'll get sorted out eventually.
I'm sure they will. And it looks less high up. And
yeah,
I don't know, maybe that was just me.
And then, you know, next area over, I guess that would be, I don't know, that's from that Mountain Daughter quest. I'm not sure if that got a rework too, but that kind of weird that they have two different kind of areas next to each other like that. So
true,
I don't know.
True.
I don't know. Anyways, let's move on to the next part, shall we?
Yep.
Dungeoneering, Ring of Wealth, or Shanties. Yeah.
Dungeoneering, I think. Dungeoneering is probably the logical progression here.
All right. So, you know, Dungeoneering, this is not a major change to Dungeoneering. It's going to be the same as it was before. So, they call it a big patch, but here's what they say about it. The first thing is the prestige system. So, when you've already checked off a floor... When a checked-off floor is completed again, you no longer suffer a direct penalty. Instead, a different floor in the same theme will be ticked off, giving you an appropriate amount of Dungeoneering XP for your time invested. There's no advantage to be gained from repeating ticked-off floors, but this will make it much easier to find common floors to play with when raiding Daemonheim with a group of other players. I don't know, like, that doesn't seem that big, but... They also added a timer at the end, cut the charge times on the monolith, and increased color convergence within the overgrown garden and much, much more. And there's a whole bunch in the extra patch notes, too. So, I don't know. It's Dungeoneering. It's not going to really do that much.
Yeah. Like, I have no idea what that means. I don't Dungeoneer. I'm not planning on Dungeoneering in the near future.
Yeah, I haven't touched it since, probably September last year, that skill.
Good. Good.
And, you know, I've met more and more people that say it's a mini game and not a skill. So, I don't know.
Yep.
I'd like to see some work done on it, but, yeah. Which one next?
Shanties.
Okay.
Because I don't even know what it means by shanties.
Well, basically next week we assume there's a big pirate quest coming out. All the shanties do is they provide you with a way to recap the events at Pirate's Treasure, Rum Deal, Cabin Fever, and the Great Brain Robbery and Rocking Out.
Oh, okay.
So it's a recap because they haven't done it for so long. So
Yeah.
That's pretty much all there is with that.
They kind of need that on a lot of quest lines, though.
Yeah, it would be good. Even if there's just a place you could go, like even after you've done the quest, to remember what they were all about.
Yeah.
So.
At least just like a summary or something.
Because I know I did, like some of the quests I did when I first started playing a long, long time ago, back in 2004. It would be nice to recap some of those now. Even maybe see like a walkthrough.
Because
of the quest.
They have like books and histories and things that you can go and pick up if you want to. But
yeah.
it's not really like anyone actually reads those.
Yeah, even the quest journals is that helpful.
Yeah, you actually have to know what you're looking for sometimes too. So yeah, I don't think it really works.
Anyways, the biggest update this week, and probably one of the most controversial, is the Ring of Wealth update.
Oh, yes.
Because
tell me more.
Well, let's just say that the Ring of Wealth now on the rare drop table can now give you a drop of, oh, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 5,000 and 15,000 pure essence from any creature who the Ring of Wealth works on.
What? 5,000 and 15,000? So
yeah, anywhere between 5,000 and 15,000 pure essence you can get as a drop now.
Explain.
Just using the Ring of Wealth.
On any creature?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Any creature
that... Why would
that,
they do that?
They wanted to make the Ring of Wealth more useful, and they did.
Is it just like a completely random drop?
Yeah, it is. Just like anywhere between 5,000 and 15,000.
That's ridiculous.
It's all part of the new rare drop table.
Okay.
You can also get 1,000 orbs, so earth, fire, water. Or no,
is
just
that
air,
up to
air and fire. No, 1,000 noted.
What?
Between
are they going to be pretty rare?
I don't know. Between 1 and 50 ring. Dragon daggers.
Okay.
Between 5.9 and 8K coal.
What?
200 battle staffs. Between 150 and 250 clean toad flax.
Oh, so this is
100 noted snapdragon.
I don't understand how they can do that. That's
between
just
50 and 98 clean torstal.
Any monsters? Any?
Well, specific ones. Like pretty much any Slayer monster will be on here. The lowest level I see is Banshee right now. Fire Giant, Gargoyle, Hill Giant, Hobgoblin, Ice Giant, Jelly, Jogger.
Okay, so basically
pretty much
I should
any
have
monster.
Stocked up on Rings of Wealth because they're going to be skyrocketing now.
Yeah, maybe. Also, there's there's a new random one called the Vecna Skull, which boosts your magic level, and it can only be used once every 7 minutes, and that's currently retailing for 9.7 million on the GE.
What?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Do you actually have to, like, buy the ability to cast it?
No, you just get the skull and you get to cast it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically the Ring of Wealth has been made a whole lot more generous.
Okay.
And it actually says now when it works. And
yeah, I like that feature. That feature's cool. The rest is just obscure.
It also has a teleport to the GE and miscellany, providing you've done the second miscellany quest.
Oh, yes. That's also very helpful.
So,
teleport
yeah,
to the GE.
I don't know. I don't feel too strongly about this one because...
So I could finally change my teleport, my Varric teleport, back to the center of Varric.
Yeah, but...
Yay!
Keep in mind, though, that the ring will run out of charges and you'll have to go charge it like you do with Glories.
Never mind.
I don't know. It just doesn't... This update does not feel right because these items that are scaling-based items are now coming from combat, and the other ways of getting them are not as prevalent as this is. Like, that's pretty generous, I think. 250 toad flax possible as a max. So
it is amazingly generous. Yeah,
I know.
I'm just confused as to how rare these things will be.
I don't know. But if you look on RuneWire, these drops have been populated all over the place. So, also, there was a bug after the update first came out that if you're wearing a Ring of Wealth, you'd always get a rare item.
That's slightly concerning.
That
did they roll
up.
Back? Or?
No, I think they just patched it. I don't think they did a rollback. So let's just say that...
It's a pretty big bug, though.
I don't know. It's nice that it's more generous, but I think it's a little too generous in terms of the scaling items. So,
okay. I don't know. I don't have any particular opinion on that. It seems strange. I think they probably could have just left it at allowing the Ring of Wealth to show you what items were actually being dropped as part of the Ring of Wealth's effect.
Yeah, because it's just too generous.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is too much. But I don't know. It's probably too early to say as well. It seems so random. Why would they add something like that?
I don't know. It's Jagex. That's really all we can say.
Boosting the price of the Ring of Wealth, the value of it. Perhaps.
Anyways.
Okay, so that's all. Tweaks and fixes.
Snow effects have been updated.
Snow effects, yay!
Yeah, so they look pretty much like they did during the Christmas 2010 event.
Yay, I can't remember if that was good or not. I imagine
it
was
good. It was good, because the old snow used to turn black if you look at it at the wrong angle.
So, is it particles, or have you not seen?
No, well, I haven't seen any snow. So, okay. But if I remember correctly from the winter particles. One, it was particles.
Particles. Say that 10 times fast.
No, that's okay.
Particles. Okay, what else?
Summoning familiars can now run. Look at them go, so they can do a better job of keep catching up with you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good. But you know what they did? They just made them move faster. They didn't make their feet move any faster.
Oh,
so it kind of looks like they're gliding on the ground.
Shocking. Because most people would run. I mean, who walks? Who walks anywhere thanks to that agility update?
Yeah.
And especially with things like Terror Birds.
You can pretty much run constantly.
You've got to just expect them to have to run.
Yeah, that's actually what
silly.
I used to test it. And the Terror Bird, you could see the feet moving at the same thing, and it didn't look like the... It looked like the feet were moving too slow for how fast the actual creature was moving, so...
Oh, well. I mean, it's a good start, I think. They can sort of update that later.
Yeah. And I don't know why this is in the news, but a preview is available of the next novel, Return to Caniphus, and you can go talk to certain NPCs, including Doric, Relbo, King Rold, and Sir Mick Varzi. And they have some stories of their own to tell relating to the book.
Oh, okay. Doesn't fancy me.
No, I don't know. Apparently people in our audience have read the book.
I find that weird. But I guess we are all nerds at heart.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that much
I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before, but in the last edition of the Star Trek magazine
I
got...
Oh, how did I know that
No, 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 no. The advertisement on the inside cover was for Betrayal at Falador.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I can't remember you saying that.
Anyways, moving on. Clan Celebration Month continues with the Adventurer and the Good Samaritan. So basically what they're doing this month is they're putting the emphasis on clans once again, which we had an entire rant about last week. So anybody who wasn't listening to that, I invite you to go listen to last week's rant about clans. Or maybe it was the week before. I don't know. That's a good point. That's something we could do with updating the way the show works, but I don't have time for that either. Anyways, they're going to be having three kind of clan-based events this weekend. First one being group questing. Our most experienced quest clans and individual quest cape holders will be focusing and helping on RuneScape's toughest quests like Monkey Madness, Desert Treasure, and our first Grandmaster quest, While Guthix Sleeps. Then they've got Help a Noob Day.
Who even does that? Quest clans?
Yeah, you know, there's really no point to that. When
there
the majority
really
of quests now are instanced, you know?
Yeah.
You can't see anybody else. It's like, why do a quest with a friend? There's no point. Mm-hmm. Help a Noob Day. We'll be taking some time out of our busy schedules to support those who have just started RuneScape with the essentials they need to make the most of the early game. We were all a noob once. Some more than others. I added that on.
That we were. That we were.
And social events. It's not all about what you do, but who you do it with. So we'll be holding some social events around Shades of Morden and the fishing trawler. Lay your armor down to rest and get ready to relax. Can you remember any time the last time you heard anybody say they were going to do Shades of Morden?
No, I can't remember. Not off the top of my head, at least. I kind of vaguely remember doing it for the quest. But.
Yeah, but there's really not much point after that, because there's no point in Split Bark Armor anymore, so there's no point to do Shades of Morden. Like, so many of these little useless things kicking around that need to be updated, you know? Like, I think that the expansion has gone on too fast, but...
Oh, well.
Now, the fishing trawler is kind of fun, legacy but... features.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I've done it once with RSP.
Well, they did make it more more beneficial to the group, so I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. What else? What else? Keep going.
Developer blog... Capes of Distinction, they're going to be adding more kind of special capes to the game.
Oh my god. Okay, I have to read about this. Capes of Distinction.
A veteran cape for someone whose account is more than 5 years old.
Oh, yay.
And then
5 years is very much.
Yeah, but next year they're going to offer an expanded version of it for players who have been with us for 10 years. That's you, isn't it?
It will be, I guess. I don't know. We'll kind of find out.
Yeah, well,
because I don't know when. I know I must have joined in 2001, but I don't know what month.
Yeah, the classic cape. Any player who's visited RuneScape Classic.
Awesome.
The max
it's
skill
kind of
cape.
Like,
max, anybody who has all 99s.
Oh yeah.
The cape of 10, so 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. So if you have all skills above a certain number, you will get one of those capes. So mine would be a cape of 60s, because I have 63 dungeoneering.
Damn it. I need to raise my dungeoneering now, too. Well, if I could.
And the Uber cape. The Uber cape. Cape is worn by a player. Every max cape, 120 dungeoneering, all quest points, all tasks, and have unlocked all music tracks.
Nice. I have a feeling that most people who would have the max skill cape would probably have the Uber cape as well, though.
I don't know. There's lots of maxed people who don't care about quests.
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
I think if you're going to max, then you might as well do all the quests. And although keeping up with the latest ones, you know, maybe not. I reckon that would be annoying, because that's another thing... you know, in order to have the Uber cape, then it introduces another cape that you will lose when the newest quest comes out.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just seem silly? I thought that was
or
stupid
music
with the
track.
Quest cape itself in the first place. And yeah. That is going to be so annoying. And tasks.
Unless they set it at a set amount, but I don't know. That really wouldn't make
sense.
But
they can't really do that at the same time, so.
Yeah. So... I don't know. And to top it all off, they're going to be putting the veteran cape to a vote for what it's going to look like, the final design.
Oh, okay.
So that's that. I don't know. It's nice seeing this kind of thing, but it's another one of those updates you really got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Could better things be happening and stuff? You know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. Personally,
we all know what happened to the distinguished users.
What?
You know, the distinguished users? It just seems to me it's a similar kind of thing. Distinguished
users. Yeah, I see what you mean. Right.
It's like setting us apart from the rest. It's just ranks. It's just
I guess. Yeah, it doesn't make much sense if you look at it that way, does
rank.
It?
It's just a cape. It's mm-hmm. not very mm-hmm. far. Okay. Well, that's
next up, they want you to give Posty Pete a happy Easter, so you can send your messages into postbag@jx.com and... have them Easter themed, just address it to your favorite NPC. I don't know who you'd write about Easter.
The Easter Bunny.
Oh, I guess.
Well, apart from the cliche. A baker?
A baker.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, it wonders, like, why is RuneScape celebrating Easter and Christmas when, you know, it's not part of the real world kind of thing, you know? It doesn't have a religion to go with those two things. I don't know. I just thought of that.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. Oh, you mean if, like the Jagex, I mean the RuneScape Gilnor.
Yeah, the people of RuneScape.
Okay, fair enough then. But
Then we got another player's gallery this month. I don't know, the first one is nice, I think.
I suppose I should look at it. Waste my internet loading pictures. Players gallery, players gallery.
You know, one thing that really annoys me with these is that some of these people draw these RuneScape characters as if they were drawing at Japanese anime people, which really, you know,
I hate people who do that.
Maybe because it's easy to draw or something, but that's really not the motif we're going for.
I don't know. I just hate that style. The first one, the very first one, Nomad, is really impressive.
Yeah.
Like, how could anyone do that?
I don't know. It does look like they've kind of put some kind of fisheye on it, doesn't
training.
It?
Well, I mean, that is even more, all the more dumbfounding, how they managed to do that. You know, a normal person.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder. I don't know if this would be done by hand or probably not. I don't think
it looks like it's you know, done by Photoshop.
Yeah. So.
Tablet drawn. Digitally painted. So. Okay, that's all. Though I mean, that's the clear victor out of all of these ones. The Chaos Elemental one is quite good as well.
Somebody used a lens flare for drawing the sun.
Oh, Jesus.
They just changed the color of it.
Which one is that? The Take to the Skies?
Yeah.
It's not such a bad lens flare, though.
Yeah, it's still kind of got the default kind of, like, you know, I don't know if it would flare like that if you took it from that angle.
I don't know. Why can't you view bigger versions of any of these?
They need to do that. Either these people didn't send them a big version, or Jagex just decided to resize them, you know? But I think if you're drawing any kind of art for a competition, you should at least be doing it at a DPI that's printable, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Like, what do people actually get for having their work featured?
The Nomad one, I think, is the one. Yeah, Sax Sapier with the Nomad one actually did win, so he gets a free month of RuneScape members.
See, a single month for the effort that went into that painting, whatever you would call that, is, I don't know, I would be pissed.
They should take this and make it into a poster and sell it and give the guy a certain percentage of the fee.
Sell one of them and you'd get a free month of membership, more or less.
Yeah, that would be a nice poster to put up on your wall, I think.
I think I would get a bit of flack for that.
But you can't tell it's RuneScape. That's the beauty of it.
Really? I'm pretty sure you can. If you not think? RuneScape, then you could tell it was something else, some other kind of embarrassing game.
Okay. See, I told you this month is started on a somewhat high note and worked its way down.
Yeah. I always thought we should never bother with things like Players Gallery, you know, news, because it's always boring and no one cares about it. But
yeah, I don't know. Let us know if you care about Players Gallery. That'd be something that's nice to know.
otherwise we've been doing this for how many episodes now and no one actually cares about it.
Yeah, let us know. Like, you can tell us what you like and what you don't like about it. So anyways, with that being said, we're going to move on to questions right now. So we got two audio questions this week. The first one is from Yak Hunter.
Hey, Shane and Chief, Yak Hunter here. First of all, congrats on 300 episodes. I've enjoyed every single one I've listened to, and only you guys can make the most tedious bits of RuneScape exciting. Anyway, this week I'd like to ask, now that showbiz award season is long over, what you guys thought of the Oscars and Grammys. Go Arcade Fire! Thanks and congrats again on 300. Yak.
Oh, well, that's good to know. We make the best bits boring. I mean, we make the boring bits. Oh my god. Shane makes the best bit boring. That's why I'm here. No, I'm kidding. Okay, what?
Okay, yeah, for anybody who doesn't know or who is part of the international audience, the Grammy Awards are the music awards that go on yearly, while the Oscars are the ones for the movies. So,
right.
Basically, there's a whole season dedicated to these kind of award things, and, you know, these kind of things just happen and come up. So, anyways, did you follow any of these things?
Not really, no. I mean, I haven't heard much at all about, particularly the Oscars. Like, I have no idea what happened with those. All I know about the Grammys is that Adam Lambert was doing or got nominated for something, I think. Is that right?
But he didn't win.
But he didn't win. No, I didn't think so. Which is a shame.
However, you know, these whole award things, they don't make much sense to me because they're not chosen.
No, they don't. They're very
by
subjective.
The people who are buying it. It's chosen by some committee, you know. And yep. There's a saying that design by committee never gets it right. So I assume vote by committee never gets it right either.
Power to the people. Isn't that right?
Yeah,
Shane?
Yeah. That's the main issue I have with these things. So,
good man.
I forget which one it was. I paid a bit of attention to the first one. Forget which one that was, but you know, it's just no. I'm done with them.
Okay,
not gonna
sounds
be
good.
Paying any attention to them in the future?
No, I haven't followed either of the Grammys or the Oscars. I'm sorry. What about the Oscars?
I can't even remember which one won.
King's Speech.
Oh, did that win?
I think that did quite well, didn't it? I mean,
think so.
I don't know. I went to see the King's Speech. Good movie.
Okay.
Good movie.
That one apparently actor in a leading role.
Colin Firth.
Oh, yes, it did win. I remember thinking that's good because, you know, these are American awards and the Americans don't really understand how the monarchy works and everything and how it all relates. So I was quite happy that a film about something that was not typically going to be something that most are aware of is something that won. So I was glad about that. Yeah. But I've not seen
it yet. It was really good. Combination of different nationalities of actors, I think.
Inception won for cinematography.
Hell yes. Damn right it should have won. I'm glad about that. We watched that a couple of nights ago again. Oh, so great.
The Social Network won for film editing.
Oh, editing. What an obscure
thing
to win.
Yeah, and music.
I didn't like The Social Network. I was still totally underimpressed by that.
Yeah, you know, I think it told the story just fine, but I think it could have, I don't know, it just didn't. I've heard that it didn't portray Mark in the right way, so
no,
which, you know, I think that's something it should have done. But anyways, yeah, Inception also won for sound editing and mixing and visual effects.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Sound was amazing as well. See, we were watching it at the middle of the night with my speakers turned up really loud, particularly the bass, and it's just crazy. I felt sorry for the guy in my room next to me. We had like six people in my room watching at the same time, and it just so happened that one of our friends was trying to sleep. And, yeah. Good stuff.
Social Network won for writing adapted screenplay, while The King's Speech won for writing original screenplay.
Oh, okay.
But
Good.
I think that's enough on that. But
that is enough, yep.
Pretty much.
Thank you, Yak. We're glad you appreciate everything we do for you.
And how we make the best parts of RuneScape boring.
Everything I do. Do it
you
for
done?
You. Okay. Yeah, I'm done.
Whoa. Episode 300. Ooh. Welcome back, Chiefy. My question this week is, have you guys ever played Quiz Bowl? And Shane, you helped me win a Quiz Bowl match by talking about Canadian politics all the time. So, yay! Congratulations on episode 300. Love, Earth.
Okay, before we dive into that, you could have made your question about 20 seconds shorter. So consider
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no, okay. Shh, shh, shh. Let me answer this myself. Earth. You need to make your questions shorter. Because otherwise they take up too much time. While we could be talking about more important things. Yay. I'm done.
Okay. Quizbowl?
Quizbowl, never heard of it.
Yeah, neither have I. But you should have included the question that we helped you win. So that would have been nice to know. But no, we'd never heard of it. I think the best the closest kind of thing I've done to that back in school would have been in regards to playing Jeopardy before a test or something.
Pretty much.
Okay. See, we answered that quickly. You could have asked it quickly. Alrighty, I will read the next one. From Zant Twilight, Shane and Chief, one question. Do you guys have an outfit you wear on RuneScape while you are skilling or just wandering about? I know Shane has one with his farming cape, but do you have any others? I have a friend that has taught me to make amazing outfits. My favorite one consists of a cosmic body, dragon plate legs, cosmic boots, gloves, and Zamorak stole, dragon claws, attack cape, and ringmaster hat. Making outfits is one of the things in this game that allows players to be creative, which I love. Congrats on 300 episodes. Love, Zant.
Oh. Favorite outfit?
Oh. I don't know. I don't ever take off my agile body and legs. It's just that.
Pretty much. I'm unoriginal.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just nice having the run energy recharge so quick and always being negative weight.
And it looks all right, so can't complain.
Yeah, that plus farming cape plus pith helmet and boots of lightness.
Oh, yes, pith helmet. Good stuff. So, the pith helmet weighs a little bit, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it does? I don't know.
I don't know. Might be a couple of cases.
I've never weighed it.
Never mind. I could just be completely wrong. I like the sound of this outfit, though. Cosmic. Those cosmic boots and gloves look badass. Badass. If you want me to be American.
Even I don't say that.
Yeah. I was just thinking, wow, that does not sound like something I would say. Why did I just say that?
No, it doesn't.
Yes. They look cool.
There you go. That's better. That's better. So, let's say ideal outfit. If you could have any outfit, what would it be?
White party hat.
That's what I want.
Just nothing else. Just white party hat.
Okay. Yeah, I'd just take a white party hat and add that on instead of my pith helmet. That's pretty much it, actually.
Yeah. So. I mean, add a party hat to any outfit and you're pretty much epic.
Yep. Alrighty. Next one.
Right. Dear Shane and Chief, do you believe that Jagex should supply more bank space? I find that I am constantly juggling my full bank, having to dispose of items whenever a new quest or activity comes up, which adds to the list of belongings I would like to keep. I've avoided trying some of the newer activities because I know that I would end up with more items to try to fit in. My bank doesn't have any real junk in it, just lots of things that I'm saving for later skilling or other activities. I believe that when updates occur which add items to the game, in addition to the bank space, should be added as well. What do you think from...
Oh,
help me out.
I 2 weeks ago included a pronunciation key, but I completely forget now. So I just go with Jamie Sine. Please include the pronunciation key next time if it's annoying the way I say it.
I agree. I don't know. It's hard to say because they can't really give us more bank space because they have limited storage space themselves, I'm sure. And I don't know. I assume that it's entirely a logistical thing.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of how a bank database might work.
Then again, yeah, I was kind of thinking that as well, just at the same time. I mean, if surely they would just be adding indexes to items or something. It wouldn't take
that much
time. Yeah,
because an item already exists, so you just need to add. Theoretically, all you would need would be a quantity, an item ID, and a player ID, and you could have a global bank for everybody. But, you know,
surely it can't be that difficult, but...
But with that many, but with over a million players, and three of those, just assume three integers each, that we're already up to, what is it? 92? Yeah, 92. Does that sound right? 64 plus 32? I can't add right now.
I don't know.
96. Oh, God. 96. We're up to 90, we're up to 96 bits per item now. So you take 96 bits times 438 for a member, so whatever that is, times 1 million people, that's how much bank, if everybody who was a member had full bank space, how much database storage it would take, just as a bare-bones kind of bank.
438 times 1000000. Okay, that's pretty massive.
Yeah, so you see...
420000000. Zero.
That's bits.
Oh, no, there was an extra zero on there. But, yeah, big number.
Yeah, so that's probably why. But, you know, I think bank space should be added at frequent intervals, like every 6 months or maybe every quarter, possibly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
if it were possible, I would like to see more bank space, certainly.
Or maybe added based on a bracket of kind of total level, kind of diversity kind of thing, you know?
Be a very interesting kind of way to look at it.
Yeah.
Base it on the player's total level or something.
You know,
that.
One thing I really wish they would have done is, you remember when Mark Gerhard first became CEO and he was talking about making one of those dongle things that generates a unique number to add multi-factor authentication to RuneScape.
We don't need to get into that. That's completely unnecessary.
That plus selling that and bank space, I think, would have been a great idea.
No. Unfair advantage by selling bank space.
No, I think that's a good idea. It's a perfectly good business model. Just think, they could sell items like that and bank space and make the entire game available to everyone.
No. And it's getting a bit off topic, kind of.
Yeah, you're right.
But yes, they should add more bank space.
Definitely at regular intervals, I think, rather than just randomly.
Yeah. I found the same thing, like when I'm doing quests, or when I was doing quests, getting into those back in January. Yeah, I ran out of bank space very quickly, very frequently, whenever I did something new. So, yep.
We agree.
Next one.
Alrighty. Next one is from JRD Games. Dear Shane and Brad, I am in the need of a free podcast host. I see you use PodTrack for RSBNB update. I've been using MediaFire, but they do not allow direct linking to the files or streaming for free. So I have a few questions for you. Is PodTrack 100% free? If you had to pick another host for RSBNB update, who would it be and why? How does it feel to produce 300 shows? Thanks, JRD.
It feels pretty surreal.
Yeah,
well,
it does.
I haven't produced 300 shows, but...
it's harder from the producing standpoint, actually.
Yeah.
But, I'm actually in the process of looking for a way to streamline my workflow. It's getting kind of tedious, actually. Especially when you have to go through an hour and 45-minute long episode and find two separate instances that need to be edited out. I'm referring to the episode 2 weeks ago when Trekkie was on. So, yeah, that becomes really tedious. But anyways, I like the hosting part. It's just the workflow part gets annoying sometimes.
Do I make your life easier, Shane?
In what way?
Then tricky.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I can just go through these and cut, intro, edit, out. But anyways.
There's some loud people around right now. Can you hear them?
Yeah, it sounded like a dog.
Oh, well. Yeah, you can't
remember. But anyways,
it's a shame.
PodTrack. PodTrack is actually not the place where we host the files. PodTrack is just the measurement service. So that PodTrack.com thing records a number and then forwards you up to our actual RSVNB server. We have a huge amount of bandwidth available each month, so hosting the podcast on our own server is not an issue. So PodTrack is for measurement and analytics. That's about it. But if you do want a hosting place where you can host podcasts, what we used to do was we used to host our podcasts at Libsyn, libsyn.com. And from the looks of it, they're still around. So you can go there and have your podcast hosted there. So the way it works is you get $5 a month, you get 50 megabytes, or $15 and you get 250 megabytes. So if you're doing about, like we do sometimes, a two-hour-long show, you'll have 50 megabytes a week. So you would want the upgraded plan. But if you're just doing short shows, audio only, you can compress it down and probably get away with 50 megabytes for a month. So we used to use Libsyn, but we just went to our own server.
Doesn't it feel great being independent?
Yeah, it does, because, you know, it's not going to break like Libsyn broke once or twice.
Or if it does break, then it's just probably going to take everything else down with it. So
we actually have RSS feeds that work. I don't know what their current state is, but their auto-generated RSS feeds did not work back then. I had to resort to generating my own feeds. So, but they are good for just a file host. Anyways.
Thank you, JRD. Next one is from Dothel Detra.
Yes.
First off, I'd like to congratulate you guys on 300 shows. Most RuneScape podcast. No, sorry, what am I reading? Most RuneScape-related podcasts don't last for 10. I've been listening since show 201, and doesn't time travel fast? Shocking tonight. Anyways, on to my questions. First off, I just built my new computer, and I went a bit overboard and got myself a Phenoms X6190T. Do you think I'm going to regret this I'm going to regret this with more Sandy Bridge chips coming out and Bulldozer just around the corner. I'm making videos all the time, and this processor with my 8 gig of RAM takes a lot of the pain out of rendering video, so in my opinion, getting 6 cores was worth it. Secondly, what is the worst final grade you ever gotten in a school class? I was sick for 2 weeks and didn't know about a history project worth a third of my grade, and report cards are printed tomorrow. I went from having an A to having a D+. I'm doing my best right now to finish this up and get it in. Even if I get a C on this project, I'll still get my overall grade up to a B. Thirdly, what levels did you get on the bonus XP weekend? I got 70 to 78 farming, woo, with 35 U's and 10 palms, and trade magic and smithing with the time I had left, getting one level in each. Wow, that's pretty impressive. 70 to 78 in a weekend.
That's pretty good.
Nice.
Assuming that's good, this timer's worked out for him.
Yeah.
I had some problems.
35 U's. 35 U's in a weekend.
Wow.
Jesus.
So,
okay. Where were we?
The
His
CPU.
Processor. Phenom X6-1090T.
I think as long as it's a recent one, you'll be fine for a year and a half, 2 years with it. And if you notice an improvement from your last one, that means it's definitely worth it, right?
Oh my, 3.2 gigahertz. Is that a 6-core?
Yeah.
It is. How can you go wrong with that? Looks awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. The thing is, real-world benchmarks are so different than synthetic benchmarks, you know? I don't know what this compares to with, like, a Sandy Bridge or something, but...
Yeah, the numbers aren't everything. Just because a 6-core and 3.2 gigahertz doesn't really mean much these days.
Yeah. And even AMD's Hypertransport Bus, 4 gigahertz there, which is supposedly the way the chip communicates or something. So, I don't know. I think, yeah, AMD is good for this. And, you know, typically I have always been inclined to go with Intel just because that's the brand I go with, and I never really felt a need to look into AMD or anything like that. But I don't know. It is pretty pretty amazing that you can get a 6-core processor for this rate. Yeah. It would be interesting to see how this compares to the new i7 benchmarks.
Yeah,
the Sandy Bridge.
I wonder how much cooling that needs.
Yeah, that's also something else.
It draws a decent amount of power, but it's
125 watts at max load.
Because some of the Intel ones draw that much as well.
Not the current Sandy Bridge ones. Yeah, the old i7s used to.
Oh, okay.
No, the current i7s top out at 95 watts.
Oh, okay.
But the old i7s, the first batch of them, 130 watts max. And, you know, that is, when I peg all four cores on my old Core 2 Quad, which is also 95 watts, you can really feel the heat coming off it. So I really don't know what 130 watts or 125 watts would feel like at max load.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like the, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, it looks good overall. I mean, I don't think you'll regret it, really. There is not a significant difference in processes like that these days. It looks powerful. Yeah. And 8 gig of RAM. I mean, you can't really go wrong.
You do need kind of, if you're upgrading one component, you kind of have to upgrade the rest because it doesn't make sense to have a fast CPU but be limited by memory. So, I don't know.
Yep.
I wonder what kind of hard drives he has.
Yeah. Actually, I'd be most interested to see how the program for exporting video and stuff, actually rendering video, actually handles all of the 6 cores.
I wonder, like, is he? It would have been nice to know if he's using like Premiere or what, because I know that thing can handle 4 cores. I don't know how many more it can handle beyond that.
Anyway, okay. Next question. Secondly, what was the worst grade you've ever gotten in high school class, in just a school class? You can answer this. I don't get bad grades.
Oh, everybody does. Everybody does.
I just don't know the same grading systems.
Okay. Well, let's just say that assuming this is just a regular school class, let's just say, for instance, that a D would probably be around – a D fail would be around your guys' N there. C, low B would be A, high B, low A, M, and then high A, E in terms of your New Zealand system. So,
yeah.
With that, do you want to? You know, there's probably not much point.
You're not going to elaborate on yourself.
Well, I was going to let you go first.
Okay. Well, our system doesn't work that way in that it doesn't base it on grade averages or anything. As to what you get on your report card or whatever, or what your final kind of result is. To elaborate on that, I last year achieved all of my internal assessments, achievement standards assessments, that is the ones that you can actually get one of 3-4 marks in. You can either fail it or get a scale from bad to very good, which is kind of, you know, your similar system. But anyway, I achieved all of those with excellence, which is the highest mark you can get. And so I had basically passed the year with the highest mark you could get before I even got into our exams. I failed the majority of my exams and still passed with the highest mark you can get in our system.
That's just absurd.
It is. It's absurd. It doesn't matter.
Our high school.
After you fail half of your stuff.
Our high school exams here in your last year are worth 50% of your final grade.
Yeah. See, that's how it should be. It needs to be worked like something like that. It's very different here at university, like coming to a system where everything counts. You can't just disregard something because it all sort of adds up somehow. But yeah.
That's a topic for another show. But thinking back to high school, probably the lowest in high school I got for a final grade in a class would probably be low 60s. That was one of the English classes.
Well, that's good. Well, it sounds good. I mean, for a lowest grade.
But as for university classes, real grades, I think I got 23% once on a final, but ended up at the end of the term still passing the course with a C+. So, yeah. Mm.
Not bad.
I just looked this up, and his 1090T will take 291 seconds to render a video using Adobe Premiere, while a Core i5-2500K will take 278 seconds.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit slower than the current crop of Sandy Bridge, while the current i7 will take 224 seconds. So, but, you know, okay. you pay less money for it, but you get pretty much relatively the same performance.
It's similar, yeah.
Yeah.
And for your money especially, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I say. Always, if you're on a tight budget, always go with AMD because they're still the best value for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yes. Levels did you get on Bonus XP weekend?
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Okay.
It was my birthday.
You were celebrating
weekend.
Your birthday, right. I only got two. I got 81 and 82 runecrafting.
That's quite
I probably could have done it better, but yeah, 82 runecrafting is double astrals, so
good chance.
That
to
was
oh yeah.
That was about 4.5 hours of work, plus in about another 45 minutes farming. That's pretty much all I did on the weekend. Ooh. Should have done more, but
actually
I'm
four and
planning.
A half hours for two runecrafting levels is pretty decent.
Yeah.
2.7 times XP.
Doing the ZMI. No, I used the 2.7 times on farming.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Still.
But, you know, runecrafting is much easier now that you can fill your pouches without closing the bank window.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that would be so.
Anyways, thank you, Dothel Detra. The next one now is from Blue October. Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time questioner. Congrats on number 300. One of the things I like doing when I'm bored is reading the RuneScape suggestion forum. It's always interesting to see what people come up with, so I thought, why not pass some of these on to you? There are six of them, but I didn't think we would have time to go through all six, so I just included three of them. I just picked three randomly. So, here we go. Give basic member things to free-to-play, better dragonhide, mage clothing, lower parts and member skill like fletching herblore, baby green dragons, etc.
Are we going through each one individually?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Sort of agree. I think they need better mage clothing. They could have split back or something. Give them split back. No one cares about split back. Actually, that could be good. Like, no one uses split back anymore, so why not give it to the free players?
Yeah, we don't want this. You can have it. It's a few years old, but it's new to you.
Yep. Because that might be useful to them.
You know, I think
might
they could give them
some... for free to play. But give them something. Yeah.
Yeah, they could give them some stuff, but giving them access to skills
they have
is kind of hard.
Gothic stuff. The Fist of Guthix right. mage things. But I think Fist of Guthix is stupid. I mean,
yeah, remember you were level 100 something getting paired up with a level 13 or something?
Yep. Great.
Anyways, the problem with giving skills out to free-to-play people who aren't members but want to access the skills is that you can't easily train these skills in the free world, right? So that's the problem with doing that. It's a good idea, but they really can't. So I think even Mark said that at one point. Mm. So.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even giving them something like split bark is a bit stupid because they can't get the items to make it. But
yeah,
then,
but they could buy it.
It's kind of like treasure trail rewards. They can't actually get those unless members bring them into the free world. So,
but they can wear them.
Yeah. Anyway, removing or extending the degradation time of Barrow's armor, since Barrow's originally came without it until people complained?
No, I don't think so. I think if anything, just make it degrade slower based on your smithing level and how effectively you repair it.
Oh, okay.
That would be the only thing I would do with it.
See, I don't really care. I don't use Barrows enough for it to even bother me in the slightest.
Okay. Because I use Toreg still as my main combat armor because I'm poor like that.
I think it degrades at a fine rate.
Yeah, what is it? 15 hours of combat or something, I think?
It's good enough. I mean, you don't pay that much to repair it.
Yeah, so.
And it is good armor, so, you know, you get what
you're
for.
Yeah, it was a major step forward coming from what we had. If you think about it, we just had the basic rune and dragon stuff when Barrows first came out, so it was welcome. Rebalancing of the ancient spellbook by reversing the order of power except miasmic. So ice would be lowest, then blood, then the other two. I don't remember their order.
Why?
Because, you know, that's another thing. You really couldn't do that because how many people have trained to 94 magic just to get ice burst? I mean, ice barrage. Right?
Yeah. I'm confused as to why. I mean, I don't understand why.
I don't know. Maybe somebody suggested this who didn't want to train magic. That's the only thing that comes to my mind, but anyways. Thank you, Blue October. Glad you sent in your first question. Want to read the last one now?
Thank you, Blue October. This one is from Lord Passchendaele. Hello, hosts. I have two questions this week. Number one, how does the ranking system work? Bronze member, iron member, etc. Number two, what monster or skill is good to train with these skills? 82 combat, username Fast Wesley. Thanks. Number one, we have a post about that somewhere. I forget where.
Welcoming area. There's a sticky.
Welcoming area. Yeah. Go look at that. Explains everything that you need to know.
Helpful info and fact. Please read if new. Goes through the forum ranks, the post counts, useful topics, clan chat, and Mumble.
Made by King Color?
Yes.
Yes, King Color is a helpful person.
Yes.
So yes, go look at that. Monster or skill good to train with his skills?
Oh, Slayer. I always say Slayer.
Okay, do Slayer. There you go. Question done.
Yeah,
you're welcome,
but you know, the reason Slayer is so good is because it just provides stuff that is effective for your level, whatever it might be. You know, like it's much easier than trying to
say,
true.
We have our work cut out for us.
Go do Legends and then fight Shadow Warriors, or you know, go somewhere and fight cockroach soldiers. That kind of thing. Or you could do pest control. I think pest control is good for any level, but that gets kind of boring after a while, I think.
Oh, yeah, pest control is horrible. Can't stand
Soul
it.
Wars.
If you want.
Yeah, I saw someone you know playing Soul Wars the other day.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Soul Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But, I don't know. I'm trying to remember what I did at that combat level, because I wasn't at that.
Slayer.
I was at that combat level before Slayer came out.
Slayer wasn't around when I was that combat level.
Yeah. See? I don't know. I think it was probably Shadow Warriors.
Shadow Warriors. I was just going to say that. Yep.
I don't remember what I did for combat elsewhere.
I
fought guards for a certain stage. Oh, yeah, you could do that. Hellhounds are good. But they'd be kind of hard to melee, I think, at that level.
Possibly. What was that?
What was what?
Was that you or was that me?
What?
Some noise. It was probably me. Just.
Oh, maybe it was the hard drive.
To me. It was like a ringing noise.
That wasn't me.
Never mind. I'm not used to this thing. Ah, noises. Okay. Tech news.
Thank you, Lord Passchendaele. And just a reminder, if you want to send questions, those audio questions can be sent to questions@rsbnb.com or phone in to 571-572-2632.
Correct.
Tech news. The happy part of the show.
Woo.
Well, maybe.
Well, Firefox 4 is shipped March 22nd.
That's good.
Woo. That is good. It is the happy part of the show.
It's been so long, you know? It's been so long coming. They even got beaten by IE, which shipped this on Pi Day. So.
Oh, well. Look on the bright
side. I am eagerly anticipating Firefox 4. I'm hoping it's the start of something new.
Yeah. Have you actually looked at it on OS X yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Just Windows.
Yeah, I think I've kind of
given
up on it. I'm using Chrome.
I didn't want to install it on here because I need something that everybody has and that I know is not going to produce anomalies that I'm not going to spend 4 hours tearing my hair about. So I'm still on 3.6 for that purpose. Mm. But I don't know. I'm not sure when I'm going to upgrade to it.
Yeah. I just hope it feels more native. That's all I can say.
It does on Windows.
Yep. I'm just getting more and more depressed by how bad Firefox looks.
It doesn't feel native in Linux either?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Not really. I noticed that it doesn't follow, I think, anyway. Oh my god, my right click is broken. That's moderately interesting. Oh no, it's just because I disabled my desktop. As I was saying, I noticed that it doesn't adhere to Linux's font rendering properties or settings. Like if you set it to use, different anti-aliasing settings, it just keeps the ones, or the default ones, I think.
Which should not be happening. The OS should be handling
that. That's totally wrong. It should. That it should.
Yeah, so.
There are many other things.
I don't know.
As well, but
I don't know. At this point, I'm willing to recommend Internet Explorer 9 as a secondary browser on Windows next to Google Chrome.
Oh, my. That's
very
bold.
It feels that good. It feels that good.
I wouldn't go quite that far.
Just have to be careful. I'll be kicking myself next month when the first security vulnerabilities come out for IE9.
Yeah. I just say use Chrome. Use Chrome to be safe. Yeah.
Or Opera.
Ooh. Dodgy.
Yeah, I know. Like 1% total or something. I don't know. But anyways, Firefox 4 on the way. Something to look forward to. Set your calendars for March 22nd. Next up, New York Times wants to move their website from free to fees.
Oh, I heard about this. Somehow.
Yeah, they say they want to charge 15
radio or something.
Really?
Yeah, wow. They were discussing that.
Wow. $15 every 4 weeks or $1.95 annually to read more than 20 articles per month. The fee also covers a subscription on the newspaper's software for smartphones. Readers who want unlimited access on the website and on the Times software for Apple's iPad tablet computer will have to pay $20 every 4 weeks or $260 annually. A digital pass covering the website and mobile applications will cost $35 every 4 weeks or $455 annually.
Right. I'm pretty sure this is going to fail miserably.
Yeah, you know, it might have the opposite side effect of trying to rejuvenate them, you know? Though I personally think it's a good business opportunity, I just think the price point is completely wrong.
Yeah, I think they'll probably still stay in business just because of the money that they will be rolling in by doing that. But
yeah, and you know, there are people who are fans of certain newspapers and won't read anything else, you know? There are fans of New York Times and whatnot who won't read anything else, and they'll pay for this,
but
especially
otherwise,
for an iPad version. So
yeah, otherwise I think that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, the price point is wrong, but I don't know. It might be a good business model. We'll just have to wait and see. But the problem with this is that the news that will be on New York Times, like actual news, not their editorial stuff, will be available elsewhere. So if you're not interested in the editorial, you might as well just go somewhere else to get it for free, right?
Yeah.
And take away New York Times readership numbers. So,
yes, I don't boycott think I would New York Times.
Because we have our own news sources up here that are decent enough. So, mm-hmm. Alrighty, okay. Now this next story brought me joy when Paul sent it to me earlier in the week, so I figured I'd put it in tech news. The Zune is finally dead.
Woo!
So they're Microsoft killing off their Zune media player, but it's worth noting that aspects and the software will remain and be pushed through to Windows Phone 7, Xbox, and of course the Windows operating system. So, This is, of course, a typical example of Microsoft too little, too late.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I don't know. Do you know anybody that ever had a Zune?
Like, nope.
Did you ever see one in the wild
Absolutely
there?
Absolutely non-existent in New Zealand.
I think I saw one or two in the time here that it's been around, but that's about it.
Were we done with that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's much else to say on it aside from that. There's going to be a few Zune people who are fans of it, but they might be upset. I don't know. I don't know. What media player would they use instead?
iPod.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, but that would be completely opposite for them. I don't know if they'd feel comfortable doing that.
I don't know. I think the prevalence of Android nowadays just kind of negates the need for any kind of media player.
And you can play music on an Android phone, right?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I don't have any need for an iPod Touch.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Which is more expensive?
That is. But if it works the same...
Oh my god, there's that noise again. Oh, I realized what it was. In mind.
Okay. But if it works the same, what's wrong with it, right? And it just plays music back.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyways. That's it for tech news, you think?
Yep.
Alrighty then. Moving right along now to the Skill of the Month update. Summoning Skill of the Month, as expected, pretty much not much change happening here, except for on the bonus XP weekend. Currently, Chris T is winning with 3.5 million XP gained. The Lion 777 is in second with 3.4, and Brian B is in third with 2.3 million XP gained. And if you look at the graph, you'll see that these jumps were made on bonus XP weekend, primarily. Which is to be expected. Actually, I think we had a similar thing like this back in September 2010 when the last bonus XP weekend was. Let me just have a look-see here. Yeah, same kind of jump right there at the bonus XP weekend start. Anyways, so I don't know. These summoning skill of the months are always boring. There's not that many changes, you know? Anyways. Next part, I guess.
Yep.
Well, since you don't have a pick, I figured I'd talk about something that
I'm totally boring.
Discovered. You guys will probably remember that earlier in 2009, a website called Wolfram Alpha appeared and.
Good old Wolfram Alpha.
Yeah, it's a very good resource, and if you happen to be an iOS user. There's now an iPad and iPhone, iPod application for it. Now you say, why do you need this when you can just go to the website? But the reason is that you get this application and it actually seems like a better interface to the website than the actual website itself is. So, that's a pick for this week. Another good thing that it does is it extends the keyboard so that it adds certain characters on, you know, like for instance, it adds all the calculus and math characters on. you can even add more characters to it aside from the standard few mathematical keyboards it adds. You know, like it adds set theory, union, intersect, and a whole bunch of Greek symbols and stuff. So definitely something to look at if you have one of these devices and you need kind of a portable computer. So, I mean, a portable calculator that is very powerful. It's even got an infinity sign, which is good for those of us doing limits and they want to check the result of a limit and check your answer in the way. But also you can, as we know with the Wolfram Alpha, do derivatives and whatnot. But did you know that they now have the ability to show the steps to solve an equation?
Yeah, yeah. They don't seem very previously helpful at proving equations, though.
That's true. That's true. But it is useful for checking your answer and that kind of thing. And or if you're stuck, yeah, finding out the best way to go about it. They even have an example here of what the product rule looks like and everything. So,
okay.
If you're doing any kind of math or interested in those kind of things, have a look at it. And you can even, it even has more pre-built in queries and everything. So, and it uses your current location too, so that's nice. But I think that's $2 from the App Store.
You know what I discovered Wolfram Alpha can do the other day? If you type in something like my uncle's brother's, no, uncle's, I don't know. It's an interesting one. Grandmother's cousin, and it will tell you what they are in relation to you. Okay, let me do it because I'm shocking at giving you an example here. Grandmother's cousin.
Oh, it even provides you with a,
it pr- yeah, with a little genealogical flowchart. Relation. First cousin twice removed. That's what my grandmother's cousin is. I don't know. I just thought that was so cool. I saw it as like an example of what you can do with it, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. Where'd you see that? I didn't ever saw that. Never seen it.
You know when you look at the main page of Wolfram Alpha, refresh it and see if it comes up with anything. Okay, it's not working. Oh, yeah. Yeah, here we go. And it gives you an examples of what you can do with it. You can ask about a country. That's what it's coming up with at the moment. It gives me an example, Norway. Ask about tides.
Tides.
Ask about a subatomic particle.
Ooh.
Ability, poke a full house. Yeah, anyway, that was just one of the examples it gave me. So that's Wolfram Alpha. Go see that as well.
Yeah, apparently the blood relation fraction is 1/64.
Oh, that would be interesting too.
So, let's grandmother's father. Let's see what that says.
Great. Grandfather?
Oh, of course. That's 1/8. It's just different when you put it in that perspective.
Am I missing
something? I don't get the twice removed and that kind of
stuff. Yeah. So.
And then it even has an open in Safari link if you wanted to do that, to actually go to the actual Wolfram Alpha website.
Oh, okay.
So, but the keyboard stuff is really great for doing any kind of special stuff like that.
Yeah. Achievements of the week.
Yes, we got four this week, three of which from one person. So, first up, Jamie Sine on March 17th with 99 attack, strength, and defense all in one day. Congratulations for that. It's always nice when somebody times it so they all come in one day like that.
Oh, wow. Impressive. Nicely done.
And next?
B66F, beef with sixes, 99 cooking, March the 12th, 2011. Oh, that was my birthday.
That's an important day, isn't it?
It is. Congratulations.
How do you get beef from B66F?
Well, I don't know. If it were threes, it would have looked more like beef. But
yeah. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Anyways, so congratulations to you both. Those were your achievements for the week, so that'll be that. Okay, so what have we been doing?
Well, firstly, what have you been doing?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's shorter, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this week has been primarily a coding week, which is good. It's always nice when something just works together and works the first time, which rarely happens. aside from that, bonus XP weekend, my 82 runecrafting and farming. After that, you know, I don't know. I'm still not what sure what. Still not sure what to do on that game, so if anybody has any ideas, please send them along. Aside from that, just a bit of StarCraft 2, perhaps, and flying some planes.
Mm.
That's it.
Oh, good. Relatively simple this week.
Yeah. And you?
Nothing much. Just kicking it around, keeping it old school. You know me. Making it rain.
Making it rain.
Okay, no. Yeah. I guess I'm at university now. Woo!
Yeah, and that happened.
In my life. That happened
it,
a few weeks ago.
It feels like. Yeah, it feels like such an eon ago, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it happened like a month ago now.
but doesn't it feel longer?
No, not really. Well,
okay.
No, I don't know. It kind of does at the same time, but then it kind of doesn't. Yeah, you know. Mm.
Do you want to share anything about that?
There's not a lot to share. I'm in this this hall, of course, at the moment, living with lots of other different people, and so they're all very noisy. I'm sure you've heard a lot of them throughout the recording. I'll see if I can go over my
door. I just heard the one that sounded like a dog.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like they're playing Call of Duty or something. I can hear lots of explosions. Yeah, great okay. stuff. But so, yeah, very cool place. There are awesome people here, but it's just very noisy a lot of the time. That's about all. What else have I been up to? Just settling and doing my own thing. Oh, yeah, it was my birthday last weekend. Yep, that was cool. Turned 18. I can drink
alcohol.
That's
a big one. But you wouldn't do that, would you?
But I'm not really interested in drinking alcohol, so that's okay. I have sparkling grape juice in my closet instead. I got that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. And I got a fiber optic lamp. That's what the people on my floor gave me for my birthday. I was very
touched. Does it work?
It does work, yep.
Oh, that's good.
Of course it works.
Alrighty.
Why would they give me something that doesn't work?
I don't know. Fiber optic, you know, sometimes wouldn't work.
Why not?
I don't know. Low All quality? Right.
Well, it works.
That's good.
Yes. What else? What else? And I caved.
You caved?
I caved. I bought a Mac.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
yeah.
What are the first impressions that you're going to say to everyone?
What?
First impressions.
I don't like it. I hate it.
Really?
Well, I don't know. The hardware is really, really, really nice. Really, really super, super nice. Everything I was expecting and more. So, you know, I would probably get it for the hardware. And that's what I wanted it for in the first place, the hardware.
Yeah, it is good hardware. The OS, you know, sometimes, as we were saying, does do some funny things. So.
Yeah. The OS, on the other hand, I'm still not sold on. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
It comes with time.
It will come with time, and I just have not had time to adjust to it at all. I haven't had time to sort of make it my own, install anything special. I've just got a web browser, and I've got Skype on it at the moment, which I'm using, and a couple of other things, like Synergy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm slowly getting used to it. But I've just been using it in classes, taking it to classes, and I'm still using my desktop with Linux as my main system. So I've got a Mac, I've got Linux, and then I've got Windows on a separate partition. Got one of everything now. Well, not everything, but the major ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very special. But yeah,
Alrighty, then.
Yeah, goodbye. I'm glad I got it. I got a free iPod as well, but yeah, you know, just on the side. I'm gonna sell.
Yeah, you know, I forget who I was debating with, but you know, iPods, if their battery runs out, they become practically useless.
That's interesting.
But anyways, I think we're done then for this episode.
Yep. I'll go watch a movie.
With that. Oh, okay. Which one?
That's what they want me for. They're banging on my door if you heard that. I don't know. I don't have a clue what they're going to watch. But movie night is every night in this hall. And it's usually in
and
my room.
And other things sometimes too, isn't it?
What? And other things sometimes too.
Other things sometimes too, like last night.
Drinking.
Yeah.
Strip clubs.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait, I didn't tell you about that one. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Alrighty then. We're going to wrap this one up and say RSBNB update 300 is done. I will see you next week with somebody. I don't know who yet, but Chief Snake will be back sometime
some
in April.
Time.
Yeah, something around
there.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yep.
But just remember, you can still contact him about this episode or anything you want to share with him about that, because he is still a part of the process.
I'm very busy, but I'm always here.
Yeah. He likes his PMs.
Well.
So.
Depends.
Anyways. Yep. Well, last week I closed the show off with saying purple, and I don't think anybody got what that meant, so I'm just going to close off again with saying purple again. Goodbye, everyone.
Purple. I don't know what that means. Lib purple? Adium? Pigeon?
No.
Purple.
Purple. Purple.
Okay. Well, I love you all. Goodbye, everyone.